This chazor is echinish b'chachas n'shag from Yehudim Sechem Nachos Daf Samach Zayin. Rava asks if dough was mixed by a goy when it's owned by the goy and a yid then bought it, would he be chayiv to take challah? The Mishnah clearly says that if a dough was mixed by a goy who then became a geri, he would not be chayiv to separate challah. However, whose view does that Mishnah follow? Is it universally accepted that view? And even Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that produce smoothed by a goy is subject to ma'aser, would agree that the dough made by a goy would be potter from challah. The reason for the distinction would be that regarding ma'aser, there are two extra words of digoncha, which is an exclusionary term, but when a mit followed by a mit, it comes to include. And therefore comes to include even in the case where a guy smoothed out the grain. Regarding challah, the Torah twice says Ari Soy Seichem. One is needed to teach the minimum size, which is chayev and challah, and the other would teach that the dough of hegdish or of a goy would be potter. Or maybe the Mishnah only follows the view of Reisi and of Shimon, who hold that the grain smoothed by a goy is potter from Meiser, and would therefore also hold that the goy's dough is potter from challah. However, a Meir of Yehuda, who hold that the grain smoothed by a goy would be chayev and Meiser, would learn from Xerush Shava on the word Reishis to teach the case of challah, that the dough mixed by a goy is also chayev and challah. And for the Gemara, Rava davened that he be answered by from Shemayim in a dream. He then thought further about it and said that whoever holds that the grain smoothed by a guy will be chayiv would also hold that the dough mixed by a guy would be chayiv, and whoever holds that the grain would be potter would also hold that the dough is potter. If Papa asked Rava, Raisa says, if a guy separated a sheep to redeem a firstborn donkey, a petach hamor, or he separated challah from his dough and the guy then became a ger, we let him know they really are potter from those things, and therefore the challah may be eaten by anyone, doesn't have the status of challah, and the donkey may be worked with. Now, the Raisa implies that if he had separated truma as a guy, that truma would remain also to be eaten by anyone but kahanim. That means that the Tana of the Raisa holds that grain smoothed by a guy is chayiv in truma, yet he holds that dough mixed by a guy is potter from challah. We see that the two halachas don't necessarily come out the same. Another question, Ravina asked about Rava. A Braisa says that if a goy separated challah even from flour that came from grains grown near Yisrael, or truma separated by a goy from produce of Chutz Laretz, we let him know that the challah and truma don't have the status of challah and truma. This implies that if he separated the truma from grain grown near Yisrael, it would have the status of truma. We see that this Tana holds that grain smoothed by a goy is chayiv and truma, yet he holds the dough mixed by a goy is potter from challah. We see that the two halachas don't necessarily come out the same. And for the Gemara, the Braises mean that the truma has the status of truma only the Rabbanon, which was done as a gzera to prevent people from making all their produce potter by temporarily transferring ownership to a guy for the smoothing process. If this is true, the Rabbanon should have made a similar gzera in the case of challah as well. If one wants to make his dough potter from challah, he can easily do so by making less than the minimum amount of flour, and then would make a dough chayiv and challah. Since he can make himself potter in other ways, there's no reason for the Rabbanon to make a gzera regarding the challah of a goy. Regarding truma as well, one can make his produce potter without giving it to a goy by following the rules of Rabbi Shaya, who said if you bring the produce into your house while the chaff is still on it, it remains potter from Eiser. Also, if you bring in the produce into the house through the roof or the back chotzer, rather than through the front door, it also becomes potter from Eiser. If so, why did the Rabbanon make the gzera regarding the truma of a goy? And for Tikamara, these methods of making one potter, the produce potter, is something that will be seen by other people, and the person is therefore embarrassed to use these methods. The method of making one's challah potter by using a smaller amount is not done in public view, and therefore something that would not be embarrassing, and if he wants to make his dough potter, he can easily do it that way. Zukt, the next Mishnah. On the morning after the barley for the armor was cut, they would begin to prepare the armor to be brought. He would go to the Yisarin of flour, he would put oil and levina into a keli, and put the flour on top of the oil. He would then pour more oil on top of the flour, and then mix the oil with the flour. He would then do tnufa and hagosha, and would then take a koimitz and burn it on the mizbeach. The remaining flour would be eaten by the kahanim. As soon as the korban omer was brought, permitting the new grain, the markets of Yerushalayim were full of flour and grain dried in an oven from the new crop. This means, basically what the Mishnah is really saying, is that the produce was already cut, ground, and dried before Yontif began, when eating from this produce was still aser. Rav Meir says this was done against the will of the Chum. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chum did not have a problem with this. Frek the Gemara, was Rabbi Yehuda not goyzer that people may come to eat from the new grain before the omer was brought? The Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda says one must do a bedikah on the night going into the 14th, the morning of the 14th, and at the time that he destroys the chametz. He does not allow for a bedikah after that time out of concern that one would eat the chametz that he finds. Why was the only goyzer over there by Pesach and not in the case of Chodosh or the new grain? And for tomorrow, Rabbi said, since before the bringing of the korban omer, one may only detach new produce from the ground by pulling it out of the ground by hand, that unusual method will remind him that he may not eat from it. Fekmar Abaye asked, that would help during the time that he's pulling it out of the ground. But why was Rabbi Yehuda not goyzer against grinding and sifting the flour? After the Gemara, these processes were also done in an unusual manner, meaning the grinding was done with a hand grinder, and the sifting was done on an upside down sifter, which also acted as a reminder for him not to eat the new produce. Fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that one may cut produce from irrigated fields and fields in the valley in the usual manner, although it's also to eat that produce before the beginning of the Omer, although he may not pile the produce. And the Gemara there establishes that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. We see that he's not goyzer, that they may come to eat from the produce that they're handling in a normal manner. After the Gemara, Abaye explained that people separate themselves from eating chodosh and will therefore not come to eat from it. However, people are accustomed to eating chametz all year long, and therefore we have to be concerned that one will eat from the chametz. Rava asked, the Gemara says that the Rabbanon allowed a bedika to be done after the Isra chametz has begun, and we're not concerned that it'll come to eat from it. Yet the Rabbanon, which is the sheet of Ramei Lechayra, did not allow the handling of new produce out of concern that one would come from to come to eat from it. And for the Gemara, the Rabbanon say, with regard to chametz, the person is searching to destroy it. I think Imam is going to destroy it, he's not going to come to eat it. Rav Ashi said the reason Rabbi Yehuda does not goyze in the case of flour and dried grain of the new produce is because those are not fit to be eaten. So there's no reason to be goyze. The Gemara says that it's a mistaken answer because the raw produce before it's ground or dried actually is fit to be eaten.